Welcome to the Songs and Stories of Canada. This program is called Folk Instruments.
Upside down.
Oh, backwards.
Yeah, really.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Rika. Hi, John.
Hi, Gary.
Having a good time?
Oh, I really enjoy this kind of party. You know what really makes this kind of dance different from the other ones I've been to? Usually you go to a dance and somebody has a record player, you know, or there are people up on stage that have microphones and big speakers. So this is really different just to see people playing instruments.
Well, the nice thing is that these instruments here don't need microphones. They don't need amplification because they're loud enough without that.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Besides, most of the instruments playing here were invented before there were microphones, so they had to be loud enough.
They're going to play something. Let's listen.
There's the fiddle playing the melody. The guitar gives the rhythm, kind of going a boom chuck chuck, boom chuck chuck behind the melody. That's Paul. He's playing stand-up bass, adding a good beat behind it. That's Fred on the button accordion.
That's a great instrument for dancing. You can really hear it. It's nice and loud.
Yeah, we should get Fred over at the end of the dance and we can look at the instrument.
Hey, Fred, come on over and meet our friend Gary.
John, what was the name of that tune that the band was just playing?
That was called the Peekaboo Waltz. That was a really, really popular song in the lumber camps. Because in most lumber camps, there'd be somebody there who could play the fiddle or the accordion. And they used to play that tune quite a lot at the Saturday night dances.
They had dances at the lumber camps? I didn't
sure.
know that. Who would the men dance with? I thought there were only men at the lumber camps.
Well, they dance with each other, or they dance with brooms, or...
With a mop or something.
With a mop, sure.
Oh, yeah. Here's Fred. Gary, meet Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Fred, this is Gary.
Hi, Gary. Glad you can make it tonight.
I'm really interested in this accordion of yours. Can you show me a little bit about how it works?
Sure. It's got two sides. These buttons on this side you play with your right hand. That's the melody. It goes like this. Buttons on this side you play with your left hand. Those are the chords, and they also give a rhythm, like this. When you put them together, you've got a tune.
That's pretty neat. That instrument works well.
Would you like to try it?
Yeah, yeah, let me have a try.
Here. Not bad for a beginner.
Show me how to make a note here.
Okay. Put your finger there on that button. Now push in. Now keep it on that button and pull out.
Very good.
Oh, yes. Maybe there's hope for me. Where did you learn how to play this thing, Fred?
I learned to play it in Quebec. When I was young, I was working on a farm in Lillooet. It's an island in the St. Lawrence River. And the accordion's very popular there. On Saturday nights, we used to go to the hotel, and there would be dances. They'd have an accordion player and a band, and we'd do a type of square dancing that they do in Quebec every Saturday night.
Why don't you play us a tune from Quebec, Fred?
Yeah, Fred, play that one, you know, Reel Saint-Anne, Saint-Anne's Reel.
That sounds like that would be easy to dance to. It's got a real nice, strong beat in it.
Mm-hmm. John and Rika, you haven't done anything yet tonight. Why don't you come up and we'll all do Muscles in the Corner.
Muscles in the Corner? What's that?
Oh, it's a tune from Newfoundland. Muscles are a kind of shellfish, just like clams. When you go to a party in Newfoundland, they'll have a big pot of mussels cooking on the stove, and you'll eat, and you'll dance and play. That tune, Muscles in the Corner, is very popular all over Newfoundland. It's a dance tune, but it's also a song.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm in love with you, out all night in the foggy dew. Dane, I am in love with you, muscles in the corner. I took Nelly to a ball, Nelly wouldn't dance at all. Nailed her up against the wall, left her there till Sunday. Dane, I am in love with you, out all night in the foggy dew. Dane, I am in love with you, muscles in the corner.
They come as thick as flies, dirty shirts and dirty ties, dirty rings around their eyes, dirty old Torbayman.
Dade, I am in love with you, out all night in the foggy dew. Dade, I am in love with you, muscles in the corner.
Ask a bayman for a smoke, he will say his pipe is broke. Ask a bayman for a chew, he will bite it off for you.
Dade, I am in love with you, out all night in the foggy dew. Dade, I am in love with you, muscles in the corner.
People in Belle Isle don't get up till 9:30, wash their face in kerosene oil. Polly, you're a corker.
Dade, I am in love with you, out all night in the foggy dew. Dade, I am in love with you, muscles in the corner. Dade, I am in love with you, out all night in the foggy dew. Dade, I am in love with you, muscles in the corner.
Hey Gary, you ever seen one of these? It's a concertina. It sort of works the same as an accordion, except it's a lot smaller.
Hey
Concertinas were really popular with the sailors because they were so small. In fact, this tune that Rick is playing is an old sailor's tune. It's called Staten Island.
You see, the crew on a ship lived in this tiny little space right under the bow of the ship. And in the evenings, they'd sit down there together, smoking their pipes and talking among themselves. You can imagine on a quiet evening, maybe down in the tropics somewhere, all the sailors sitting together down there. Someone leans over and pulls out a concertina from under his bunk and starts to play.
You seamen bold who plow the ocean, see dangers landsmen never know. It's not for honor and promotion, no tongue can tell what they undergo. In the blusterous winds and the wild dark water, our ship went drifting upon the sea. Her headgear gone and her rudder broken, which brought us to extremity. For 14 days, heart sore and hungry, seeing but wild water and bitter sky. Poor fellows, they stood in a totter, a casting lots which of them should die. The lot it fell on Robert Jackson, whose family was so very great. I'm free to die, but oh my comrades, let me keep lookout till the break of day. A full-dressed ship, like the sun a-glittering, came bearing down to their relief. As soon as this glad news was shouted, it banished all their care and grief. The ship brought to, no longer drifting, safe in St. Vincent, Cape Verde she gained. You seamen all who hear my story, pray you'll never suffer the like again.
Hey, there's Francois. Francois, he's a fiddle player. Hey, Francois, come on over and join us.
Bonjour, Ricard. I will in a minute. Right now, I'm going to play a tune with the band. You'll like it. It comes from British Columbia. It's got kind of a funny name. It's called Scramble Eggs. Oh, I think they're ready. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Francois, he's a really good fiddle player.
Yeah, he comes from a very big family of fiddle players. His grandfather was a fiddler, and his father was a fiddler, too.
There must be lots of places in Quebec where fiddlers can play.
Oh, sure. They'd be playing at all the weddings and the dances and the funerals and the parties, everywhere.
Thank you.
Hey, that was nice fiddle playing, Francois. I like that.
Thank you. Listen, I should play you a tune from Quebec with some clogging.
Clogging? What's clogging?
Clogging is banging on the floor with your feet while the music is playing, giving sort of a rhythm, like this.
That looks kind of tricky. Can you clog as well, Francois?
Of course I do. Every fiddler in Quebec must know how to clog.
You mean they can clog and play the fiddle at the same time?
Naturally. In Quebec, if you cannot clog while you play, you are not a real fiddler. Just to show you how important it is, let me tell you a story about clogging and fiddling. It's called Tijan and the Devil. Tijan was a fiddler. Well, at least he played the fiddle, and he wanted to be the best fiddler in Bowes County. But to be a good fiddler, you must have talent in the finger to play the fiddle, and also in the feet to tap the rhythm while you're playing, like this. You see, a real fiddler must make his feet to dance at the same time that he plays the fiddle. Otherwise, we laugh at him. And the trouble with Tijan was that he could not play and tap his feet at the same time. And so, the people, they never ask him to play for the dancing every Saturday night. Ah, poor Tijan. 4 years he practiced. But alas, it was no use. One moment he would start to play, then he would start to tap his feet. And always the same thing happened. Oh, he could do one thing or the other, but he could not do both together. Well, one Saturday evening, when everybody in the village was at the parish hall for the dancing, Tijan, lui, he was at home, practicing to play and to tap his feet at the same time. And always, it was the same thing. He would get mixed up. Finally, he got so mad that he wanted to throw his beloved fiddle in the fire. "This stupid fiddle," he cried. "If I cannot play it properly, que le diable emporte." The devil take it. Suddenly, there was a flash like lightning. And there, in front of him, stood a tall stranger, all dressed in black. He was smoking a pipe, and the smell of the tobacco was so sweet and strong, it filled the whole kitchen.
"Good evening, Tijan. Is there something I can do for you?"
Of course, Tijan did not know that this was the devil, or he would have run out of there, that's for sure. But instead, he told him all about the trouble with the fiddle. The stranger, he said he would make a bargain with him.
"I will make you the best fiddler in the whole world," he said. "You must do only one small thing for me in return. And that is, sometime when you are finished playing here in the village, you will come and play for me."
Well, naturally, Tijan, he said he would be happy to make such a bargain. "But alas, monsieur," he said, "I am afraid that when you hear me play, you will not like it."
"Oh, don't worry about that, Tijan," said the stranger. "You see, this pipe I am smoking has a special charm. I will blow some smoke into your fiddle, and some onto your shoes, and now let us see how you play."
Well, Tijan, he picked up his fiddle, and then he started to play and tap his feet. And for the first time in his life, he could play and tap together. Tijan,
He was so happy that he did not even notice that the stranger was gone. "I must hurry to the parish hall and play for the dancing," he thought. But he could not stop playing to put on his hat and coat. So, without hat, without coat, he danced and played out of the house, down the road, and all the way to the parish hall. And when he got there, all the villagers were absolutely astonished. Never before had they heard such a fiddler. Nobody could stop dancing. Well, they danced, and they danced, past 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, even past midnight, when they were supposed to go home to bed, for, as everyone knows, it is wrong to dance on Sunday. One must not be too tired to go to church in the morning. But on that night in the parish hall, no one was thinking of church, least of all, Tijan. After 5 or 6 hours, without a stop, he was still playing and tapping his feet. It seemed as if he was in a trance. And the people, oh, those poor people, they were in a trance too. They could not stop dancing. And they were so tired, they were almost dead. Oh, they begged Tijan to stop. They pleaded with him. They threatened him. But it was no use. He could not stop. Finally, it was 9 o'clock in the morning. 12 hours since Tijan had been playing, and the people dancing all this time without a stop. When Monsieur le Curé, the parish priest, he came to see why the people did not come to church as usual. The moment he entered the parish hall, and he felt the music coming to his own feet, he knew at once that the devil was somewhere behind all this. He fell on his knees, and holding up his crucifix in front of Tijan, he prayed to God to get rid of the devil. Suddenly, there was a flash of lightning and a big puff of smoke. Boom! And the music stopped. And when the people looked up to where Tijan had been sitting and playing, only the chair was left. And on the floor, in front of the chair, where his feet were tapping for 12 hours, there were 2 marks of burning in the wood. Poor Tijan, he loved so much the fiddle that he gave his soul to the devil. But he was not a bad person, and I don't think it would be blasphemous to hope that, where he is now, he may feel a little better by playing his fiddle. At least he knows that for 12 hours he was the best fiddler in the world, and that's for sure.
Folk Instruments was written and produced in Vancouver by John Bartlett, Gary Marcuse, and Rika Rubsat. The musicians were Ross McRae, Keith Malcolm, Paul Newman, Bob Webb, and Fred Weiss. Singing by John Bartlett and Rika Rubsat. The story of Tijan and the Devil was told by Maurice Meloche. It can also be heard on the Folkways record, Songs, Fiddle Tunes, and a Folktale from Canada. Technical production was by Michael Dunn and Entmoot Studios. Thanks for listening.